This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Friday, August 15th. I want to alert you to our new VIP feature. It's kind of a beta test, a trial run of a bulletin called Torch Today Bulletin. And it's a one-page PDF. You can view it on your computer screen or you can print it. And it just contains the news of the day, ramblings, thoughts, just kind of a more casual presentation of the news of the day, little things, big things, quotes, that type of thing. The format will probably evolve over time if I keep doing it. So far, the feedback has been great, so I am encouraged by that. And the first two editions have come out over the last 2 days, and I encourage you to check it out. On the right sidebar of the VIP homepage, if you scan down the spotlight boxes, you get to a list of audio shows with red headlines. Right under that, you have latest VIP features. That's probably going to be your best bet right now where to find the links to the latest PW Torch Today bulletins. Otherwise, you can scan the main listing, of course, for the red headlines and look for them that way, too. And we are sending out VIP email alerts every time that we put one out with a link. You will need your VIP username and password to log into the site in general to access the PDF. Once you access the PDF, it will prompt you for a daily password, which will change with each update. It's just a small security block. It's not the be-all and all. It's not impenetrable, but it's a way to discourage mass reproduction of it because people need a password to get it. So anyway, just be on the lookout in the alerts for the daily password that you need to enter to access the PDF update. All right, with that out of the way, let's talk about some of the news of the day. WWE releasing several more wrestlers. One thing I get asked when WWE does this a couple times a year is why don't they just release them all at once? Just make the announcement, say on Friday afternoon, here's everybody who got laid off this week. And there actually is a good reason why they do it the way they do it. It's not random. They announce who gets released within a short time, within minutes, within an hour, of when those wrestlers have been contacted personally by John Laurinaitis or one of his assistants, somebody with WWE, to let the talent that are being released know that they're being released. They don't leave phone messages or cell phone messages. They don't send faxes or emails firing people. That's just tacky. They actually do put in phone calls, and they can't contact everybody at once. So once they contact someone, they don't want word getting out other than through WWE.com that happened because they want to break the news. So let's say, for instance, Colin Delaney gets contacted on Tuesday, but they can't get a hold of Stevie Richards, who was also released today. They don't want to wait until they get a hold of Stevie to announce Colin Delaney because Colin Delaney's going to immediately start calling for indie bookings. They can't control who he tells. And then word would get out and they'd get, quote, scooped on it. And they want to put their spin on it up front, or at least be first and be the go-to site for their in-house business that they know will go public eventually. So when it comes out a little bit at a time, you're pretty safe in knowing that person who was just listed on WWE.com just found out within minutes because they put them out pretty quick. So that's all that. The full cutback list today is Colin Delaney, the Highlanders, Rory and Robbie, Cherry, Stevie Richards, and referee Wes Adams. So that's the latest cutbacks. I mean, no major surprises, little surprises. I thought there was more they could do with Colin Delaney. That's probably the most surprising, although Stevie Richards seemed to make every cut for years. He was the survivor of all the roster cuts. Every time you would see it was roster cutting week, and, you know, these poor wrestlers are, I mean, I know of wrestlers who literally turn their phone off and won't answer the phone for days because they don't want to get the bad news when they start hearing other wrestlers getting cut and they think that they're vulnerable. They'll literally be hard to reach on purpose, hoping that maybe in a couple days after they cut everybody else, somebody in management will change their mind if they were on the list to begin with. Eventually you're going to get contacted. So, but I get the strategy. Maybe they'll change their mind if I just disappear for 72 hours. But Stevie was someone who survived time after time after time despite not being listed very much. He seemed like a lifer. Now the lifer left is Val Venus. He's the one who you keep thinking is going to get cut, even though he doesn't get used that much. And he is just a reliable, doesn't create problems, doesn't create waves. Probably is friends with somebody in management and not in a way that gets him a push, but in a way that keeps him as kind of the utility guy who's around. He doesn't really have any other significant role. But the Delaney thing, I was disappointed because I thought they could have done more with him. I hadn't heard of any attitude issues with him. I think a reuniting with an all-too-forgiving Tommy Dreamer, only to turn on him again in a month or so, could have drawn out their dynamic, which I thought worked well for both of them. I thought Dreamer benefited from playing off of Delaney because it put Dreamer in kind of a leadership position, gave him something to do and something to talk about, and Delaney was obviously, you know, good in his role. The way Mark Henry and Tony Atlas shunned Colin Delaney after Delaney turned on Dreamer to try to set, you know, be in with the cool crowd, I thought that was entertaining. I thought it was a nice twist in the storyline. I think they could have done this a couple more times. I think they could have drawn this out and actually had it be a fun mid-card storyline. And now that Delaney's gone, I can talk about it, because had I talked about it before, it would, by definition, prevent it from happening. Because WWE, literally, if they're thinking of doing something and someone else comes up with it and writes about it, they strongly consider dropping it because they don't want a deal. This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.